This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Number two, Barton Hahn, coming to you live from ESPN Studios in New York City, Seaport District. Gorgeous out today, by the way. Right?
Bart, it was 60.
December. I was over by the pier real quick, like before we came in. And you can see it on my IG. I just did like a story. Like, there's a pigeon that was sitting on one of the piers, like on the, I don't know what you call it, one of the
piers where people be fishing.
And it was, but it was like because of the ferries that were going by, it was rocking. Like, so like nice and back and forth. Though, like, I should say it was swaying.
Swaying. That sounds
It's like a moment of zen.
Yeah.
You know, like just sitting there watching. And the pigeon didn't move. He's just hanging out, just swaying along
did
with
it,
the dock.
Did it remind you of those times when you were in college? When it was just one of those first beautiful days, you're like, man, I ain't going to class today.
Oh, man.
Because I've done that a couple times.
You walk out of the dorm.
And you just feel the heat.
Like,
man. I was like, what would Norby do if I just didn't go in? You know, you always say yourself, what if I just don't? What if I just sit here and just.
Taking a personal day.
Yeah.
Load management in the 90s, if I knew what that was then, that would be my excuse built in.
I must have missed a whole semester because it was mental health day. I just wanted to see him. No, I'm just playing.
Let's bring in Harry Douglas, who joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline, as he does every week. And just for everybody to know, sneak peek, next week, Harry and I got a couple of days on the morning show, and Bart will join us, right? Have I already signed you up for this?
Official like a whistle?
Well, it's official like a whistle now.
Yeah, I was gonna come do two strong hours and then let y'all go.
And then do two weak hours, because it's four.
I was going to do two real
hours. Two strong, two weak.
I was going to see y'all like in the middle, right? You know what I mean? Like, I was going to come in like, it starts at what, 6?
Yeah, you'll be in come at
5:58. 7 and 9, and then I was going to leave at 9.
It's not going to happen.
I got to go get my booster.
Whatever it is, though, I know Harry and I will hold it down. Harry, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, fellas. Hey, I can't wait for all of us to be together on Monday. Don't call it a comeback. You heard us.
Is he allowed to say can't wait now? Did you?
Yeah, we down like 4 flats. He family now, so he can say whatever the hell
he wants. I just wanted to make sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Because people use that like, you know.
It's one of those things that people say all the time they don't realize they say. I just said it with my chest. That's all.
Cha-ching.
You know what I'm saying? That's all it was.
Cha-ching. Well, Harry, like, say this with your chest, though. What you saw from the Chargers last night and their decisions to go for it 5 times on 4th down, they were successful twice, which means 3 times fail.
Dumbo.
Are you all about that? Like what Staley said, like, we're always going to be aggressive. They use the analytics. Are you about that? Or are you looking at the sideline when he's saying go for it, 4th and 2? What was it, 4th and 2
own
in your
territory,
own zone?
Just stupid.
And you look over like, are you serious? Like, we're really doing this?
See, I think it should be – there's a time and place for everything. And every time the opportunity presents itself don't mean you take it, right? And it was bothering me last night because I'm like, as an offensive player and playing in this league for 10 years, you drive up and down the football field, and then you don't have anything to show for it. And I can understand going forward on 4th down sometimes, but the type of game it was last night, the field goal should have been kicked. You got to take the points in that situation. It's not like the Kansas City Chiefs offense up to that point before this game has just been hitting on all cylinders. You know what I mean? Their defense has been getting a lot of turnovers and setting them up correctly to be able to score points. And actually, they've been scoring points defensively as well. So I thought coaching caused the loss of that game last night, just not with the analytics thing, but letting Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill roam free. It was times I'm seeing Kelce being guarded by linebackers and safeties, and I haven't seen that damn happen often since he's been in the league on a successful side of things. So I thought they should have had a better plan going into the game, at least for one of those guys. You have to double one of them. You can't let both of them get off. But these guys had the ball at the 5-yard line going to score 4 times. They had a 4th and 5 got stopped, a 4th and 1 got stopped, 4th and 2 got stopped, 3rd and 1 fumbled. Just think about it. Like, if you even get some kind of points out of any of those drives, you probably win the football game. So I don't like to just – we just going to go for it. This is who we are, because that's saying you're being bullheaded, right? You're not adapting to the situations and adapting to what the game presents to you. I can't leave points on the board like that. I can't. Not me. I'm old school. I can't do that.
And you got to know, like, I don't know, like, who off the Best Buy Geek Squad was telling him the information.
That's what I'm saying.
But if we'd have asked, they would have said that. What was the last team to not, you know, make that, the stat you read earlier was the Chargers?
That was the same team.
Yes. Yeah, the same team against the same team 30 years ago.
Same time you went for it twice you went for fourth down in the first half and failed both times was 1989, and it was the Chargers against the Chiefs.
And so why didn't the analytic department know that? How far do the analytics go back? Because you should have known, man. Listen, all that stuff don't work. Our Wojo ain't Wojo
well.
Ain't
actually,
good for that.
Actually, Mr. Scott, the odds were that we would have.
And the thing is, like, what about gut? And right, that's what you get Facts. Sometimes. For me, as a defensive player, man, I'm saying you don't believe in us. You don't believe that we can hold them down to a certain number. So you feel like you got to try and get seven every time. So now you're desperate. Right, and you're going out of desperation, so you don't believe that we can stop those guys. So, I got to go for seven because three ain't going to be enough.
But look, here's another thing I don't think a lot of people are paying attention to, fellas, is that I think the Kansas City Chiefs are living rent-free in a lot of these organizations' head from things that they have done in the past because it's like you've seen Baltimore do it. You see other teams do it. Listen, I don't give a damn about the Kansas City Chiefs. I believe in my guys. I believe we're going to get stops. I'm not just going to say, hey, we need to score 7 points. No, we need to score points.
Yeah.
And if three is 3 points that we need to score, we need to score three. We need to get on the board. Because I'm telling you, man, it's deflating when you drive up the football field that far and you walk into the sideline like, damn, we didn't get no points on this drive again.
And ironically, I think I'm using that right, you still get a turnover in the fourth quarter by Mahomes, and you are up 21-13, and he still goes for 10 of 16 for almost 200 yards and three touchdowns to win the game. So you were if you were playing it because it's the Chiefs and we need all the points we can get, well, guess what? You didn't have enough. He still came back on you.
Remember the scene. Mike Tyson fighting Lennox Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And Emmanuel Stewart, one of the greatest trainers of all time, is in the corner, and he's saying, what are you doing? You have a dead man in front of you. Quit showing so much damn respect and go knock his ass out. That's what they should have did. They're respecting, to your point, who Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have been, not who they are.
At the current moment. I agree.
At the current moment. So, like, you can't be that way. You have to say, who are you, not just this season, who are you today?
Yeah.
Right? When we went up to New England and Gillette Stadium where they had never lost, they had just selected us 45-3 on Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football, whatever day it was. I try and forget the day because it was ass kicking.
Bury the football.
We knew that they had to be the better team today. Thanks. And that day, we were the better team. See, so that's what it's about when you have these rookie coaches that play and coach scared. And playing and coaching scared against Travis Kelce is, okay, we're going to do this big umbrella, and as long as he's not running vertically and attacking us, he can't beat us. Wrong, because he went horizontally.
You better beat him up at the line of scrimmage. Listen, the recipe for Travis Kelce, and if you didn't see it in the Super Bowl last year, listen, they got their hands on him. I played against them. I remember it was the first round. It was 2000 and may have been 16 or 17, right? And we knocked Kelce out of that game. We were down big, knocked him out of that game, came back and won the football game on the back of Derrick Henry, right? You got to beat that man up. Bill Belichick, when I played with Tony Gonzalez, had two guys in front of Tony Gonzalez on the line of scrimmage, yep. So he couldn't get off.
Punt coverage. Yeah.
You don't just let it. It's time. I seen this man late in the game last night. Free releases. You free releasing Travis Kelce, who's already one of the best route runners and has some of the best releases off the line. Man, you got to put two guys over him because you know that's where Patrick Mahomes wants to go. And then Tyreek Hill started limping. He got a little injured too. Once you've seen that, no. You got to make adjustments, man. You can't be bullheaded in your coaching. You can't just say we're going to go for it on fourth down because that's the team we're going to be and that's who we are.
Bravado. It's fake. Yeah. That's fake bravado. But listen, one of the biggest games of the week, or the biggest game of the week, and I know we keep saying this about the Patriots, but to me this is the first time they're playing a good team,
mm-hmm.
that's whole, that doesn't have like a monsoon outside. So, like, we're going to see what they're really about. But Bill Belichick's reportedly watching episodes of Hard Knocks to get tips about maybe what they're saying, you know what I mean? About the loose lips, you know what I mean? Going out there maybe telling some of the trade secrets in a relaxed setting. Who do you have in that game, and how do you see this game going?
This is, I think, the first time that the New England Patriots will get tested. I love the run game of the Colts, and I like their offensive line. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go ahead and go with the Colts in this one with the simple fact that I like the defense of the Colts as well, their defensive line. But I think this is a game where Carson Wentz can kind of switch the narrative that has been around him the last few years, right? Yeah. This is a big game for the Colts. This is a big game for him. They're trying to stay in the playoff picture. So if he goes out there and performs at a high level and that run game gets off, then we're talking about the following days. Hey, it's Carson Wentz back. Is he's a guy who's comfortable now being an Indianapolis Colt, right? So I think Carson Wentz is going to do it. I think he's going to come up big in this game. I think the run game, you see the Tennessee Titans, they ran all over the New England Patriots. Yeah, so I think it's Jonathan Taylor may have a career day. And if Bill Belichick is always going to game plan to try to stop your best asset, but it's not like the Indianapolis Colts have slouch guys at the skill position, right? Yeah. They got Zach Pascal. They got Michael Pittman. They have guys who can get it done. T.Y. Hilton. And then you got a quarterback in Carson Wentz who's trying to let everybody know and prove to himself that he can still do this at a high level and lead his team over a promising team to a victory.
Harry Douglas joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. It's Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And, you know, we mentioned how earlier in the show how this weekend – if you're trying to pick games, if you're trying to bet on games, it's going to be really impossible because you're looking. I mean, Kyle Lauletta signed, he wasn't even in the league. Like, you're seeing teams have to make desperate moves because they've got so many players in COVID protocol right now and not available to play this weekend. And Baker Mayfield called out the NFL for how they're handling it and that they're still going to play those games on Saturday regardless. What do you think has to happen, like, from a player perspective, Harry? Especially now knowing where you are in the season. I mean, the NBA and the NHL, they're early in the season. So, mm-hmm. you know, it might affect some games, but there's still – this isn't really the heat of the season. But for the NFL, this is it. December is what matters. So what do you think the league has to do here so that it preserves pretty much like the competitive balance of games that are going to be very important? It could decide whether a team makes the playoff or not, has a bye or not, wins division or not.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I know the NFL is going to do, and that's protect their bottom line. They don't care nothing about none of that other nonsense. They care about the bottom line, and that's making money and them being on schedule to do so week in and week out. Now, if you are a bettor and a person who loves to gamble, sometimes it's okay to just sit weeks out. Listen, sit this one out. What they say, and if you feel like you can't, call 1-800-GAMBLER if you got a problem. That's the number you need to call. But I would sit this one out. I wouldn't bet any money this weekend, period, just because you don't know, and then you got to take it all the way up to I'm guessing what, an hour and 30 minutes before the game when they say who's inactive and who's active, right? I'm not doing that. It's too much on the table right now. But as far as the NFL, care about their bottom line and making money. They don't care about none of that nonsense. So what Baker Mayfield spoke on, part of it is true. But listen, you got to remember, this is a business. The NFL is not going to affect their bottom line for nobody.
Yeah, and if you want that $208 million salary cap going up so everybody get all this cheese, you better get your ass out there so we can tell our sponsors and our TV partners that, hey, don't matter what, the train's going to keep on rolling. Yep. Hey, sometimes you can watch two bad teams play and it's exciting as hell because they can't play dead in the country western. But for me, I'm looking at, and I still look at it, but I was like, if I was going to bet, because I never bet, I was like, you know what? Just because, like, it's no way in hell, like, to me that the Buccaneers should be minus 11 against the Saints. The Saints got – talk about having rent in their head. Like, the Saints, no matter what, they show up.
Well, defensively.
No matter what, they show up because Evans cannot mess with Latimer. He in his chest. Like, that's his kryptonite. But now with Sean Payton testing positive, that changes everything for me. Because now I feel like, man,
might not be on the sideline.
I feel like he's not on the sideline, and that's a huge influence because he's a guy that can see the way that the game is going, and he can coach you out, especially with Alvin Kamara back. He can coach you out of a bad game.
It's interesting what Harry said, too, because and I guess it's the way to look at it. In the NBA, it's a players' league. It's the players. It's their faces. It's you want, like, Christmas Day. All those games are going to be compromised if you don't have your stars. Like, if Giannis Antetokounmpo's not available to play in those games, like, that's what that day is all about, the stars. But in the NFL, they look at it as, do we have guys wearing a uniform with the logos on the helmets?
They just need a body. They just need a body.
I mean, that's all we need.
Because no matter what.
It's not my fault that Baker's not available. It's not my fault that whoever, you know, people are still going to watch.
Look
for the logos, the jersey colors, and the two teams play each other. That's all the league cares about.
Look at the show Huntley put on when Lamar goes down. He rushes for – he goes crazy. That's what we love. We love the unsung heroes. Remember Trent Green? Oh, my God. We're going to rally around Kirk Warner. We're going to play good football. And damn it, they did. And a star was born. We love to see a star is born reality TV. Like, who's this slappy? Ernest Johnson. Like, who's this slappy? You know, that, no Nick that, Chubb, no Kareem Hunt. That, no actually, problem.
That story's in theaters right now, Bart.
That's going straight to DVD. I'm not paying.
But fellas, look at the Washington football team. Yeah. They literally about to start a quarterback that don't even have a clue what's going on in their playbook.
Right.
That, think about how crazy
just,
that is.
Just show up, right? Right.
Yeah,
Garrett Gilbert, who was on the Patriots practice squad.
Straight quick game. Quick game and hand it off.
Yep.
Like backyard football.
This reminds me of high school when my coach had seven plays. 28 power, 24 power. 28 toss, 49 toss. T quick in a trap. Let's go, baby!
All right, Harry, for everybody to know, like, that's a little taste of what you're going to get on Monday of the morning show on ESPN Radio. The three of us will be there together with you, so look forward to that.
7-9. I'll be there.
All right, Harry, get back to washing them cars, man. I'm right behind you when I get home. I'll see you.
Harry, you too rich, man. Call somebody to come over details.
No, see, Bart, I got to tell you, see, because a lot of people like to tell me that. See, I used to do this with my father, so it brings back the memories with my father and all this stuff. And listen, money can't solve everything. Sometimes it's okay to just get out there and do it yourself. Stop being lazy, Bart. Damn.
All right, man, when them cuticles get scratched and you be sitting up here, oh, man, I gotta feel like salt going into them. Oh, my cuticles hurt. Don't say nothing
you
to
call
me.
Wide receivers
when that Cheeto scratch your cuticle, don't say nothing.
I vacuumed them already.
There it is. All right, Harry, thanks so much. We'll see you on Monday. Harry Douglas on the Goodyear Hotline. There's something therapeutic about, like, washing your cars, like mowing a lawn. I love mowing the lawn.
But there's something
therapeutic about it.
But you know why he doing that and why he can be therapeutic? Because he got the time to do it. Because he rich. He ain't got to do nothing. See, you like, oh, man, I got to do it. 2 hours. Oh, I got to go pick up the kids. I got to go drop them off at this. I got to go this. I got to get ready for Knicks. Oh, da-da-da-da.
You're right about that. I have no time.
Yeah, you get one day where you can play. Matter of fact, you got to put it on your calendar reminder. Clean truck. Two weeks from now Tuesday because the Knicks is on a national game and I ain't got to work it.
That's exactly what happened. And how about the other night when I get home? And I hadn't put the lights up yet. Mm. And it's like now we're
kids looking at you like
almost a week before
kids
Christmas.
Kids looking at you like you're a bad dad.
Well, I'm embarrassing
you're
everybody because we're the only house in the block that's not all lit up, right?
Bad teammate.
So it's pitch. It's dark out. It's like we have a little misty rain, and I'm up on a ladder hanging lights like an idiot. But I had to get it done.
Yo, the funniest thing ever happened, and my mom is listening. Her husband was he was cleaning the gutters.
No.
And he was on the ladder.
Did the ladder slip?
He was reaching for something. He fell off the ladder. That's not the bad part. Everybody has. He's hurt. He's laying on the ground. The postman came, delivered the mail, and left him. Like, yo, what the hell you think I was doing there laying on the ground?
Didn't say anything?
He's like, I didn't know. I just... Yo, you talk about deadlines.
None of my business. That had to have been that.
Yo, and you know some of our biggest workers out there are these logistic drivers out there. Yo, post office, stand up and defend your peoples, man. What the hell is that, man? You see this man every day. It's like the post office ain't like UPS or FedEx. You got the same route. You've been delivering my mail for 30 years. So every once in a while, I leave you a little token for Christmas or something. And you just going to leave me laying there?
Yeah.
Stepdad Larry just there hurting. Hurting. Mom's got to catch him. What's bad? You, how long? He was there 3 hours. Probably broke 3 ribs and tailbone. Man, I tell you, some of these people, just they don't make them like they used to, man.
Scares me, though, when you're up on that ladder. Like, you could just feel it and you just know. Like,
sometimes you feel it rocking. Move. The worst thing is, like, when you feel it moving and then you try and grab the gutter, realize the gutter ain't holding
no,
nothing.
No, that's not holding
yeah, that.
No.
Yeah.
No, or reaching to. Because I don't want to move the damn ladder one more time, so I'm going to reach as far as I can to clip that thing, and I'm reaching. I'm like, yeah, we're going.
Call in, please. I know you're out there, and listen, this is a safe place, soft landing. Call out there if you ever have been on a ladder, and you're reaching, trying to put the star on the tree, and instead of just going down and raising it up a little higher, you reach and you fail. Please, call in.
Yeah, hanging up
I know
the
you
lights.
There. I know you there.
Tragic stories. We love to hear them. Right now, though, Dr. Pepper call online. Aries wants to talk to us. Aries.
What's going on, guys? Wanted to say I appreciate listening to you guys every day. Really makes my day. You guys do a great job. And just curious, how do you guys just, like, work so well together? Like, how did y'all meet? How did this happen? And why can't we get more of it?
We got 3 hours. We got an extra hour this year, right? We used to be two. Thank you, Ari. So that means a lot. Yeah. And how did it all come together,
Bart? Three ain't enough.
You want to tell the story?
Well, I was at another place, and I was deciding. They said, hey, man. I told them it was one person I'll leave the place I was at for.
So you were being recruited by another station.
Yeah.
Because you were ready to leave.
No, yeah, I was at another station.
So we have two rival stations in New York.
Yeah.
Bart was at one of them.
Yeah.
I was at ESPN in New York.
Yep.
And you were ready to move on to another challenge.
Yeah.
ESPN in New York was.
They were still trying to keep me, but I said it was one person I'll leave for. Shake and bake. Because I used to listen to Han all by itself. And it was only one person I've ever enjoyed listening to
Han.
By itself. And that was Colin Cowherd. Is it Cowherd? He was the only person that I ever could listen to by itself and do a one-man show. It was funny until I heard Han. I was like, you know what? I could put some shake and bake, some juice with that, man. It'd be fun. Because it always sounded like he was having a party. We both kind of shared the same thing.
Phrasing.
So then, you know, ESPN, Norby, Dave Roberts, they made it happen, Captain. But listen, call into them and tell them you need more. But I'm going to need a little bit more cheese on my cheese on taco. Okay?
Right.
I'll give you more. I'll give you more. But
be careful what you wish. But yeah, that's literally how it happened. Bart chose me. He let me know. Like, hey, I know you're solo, but not anymore.
You ain't got to. You solo, but you don't got to be dolo.
Right. That's how it started. That's how it came together. So the whole chemistry thing, it was just magic. Mm-hmm. That's all. Shake and bake. Prestige Worldwide. You know, Spartan Hunt. That's right. Coming to
play
to
the
live.
Piano, you need the white keys and the black keys.
Ebony and... anyways. Seaport District, Pier 17, and we're brought to you by Chase. What do we have coming up? What time it is right now coming up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, hear why this has been anything but an easy week for Trevor Lawrence. Mm. Poor kid, man. Protect the child. Coming up next, Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
I guess that was a true story about stepdad Larry, right? Larry?
Yeah.
And the mailman just walking by, like, seeing a guy laying on the ground, a ladder falling.
Just set the box.
And the mailman just goes.
Yeah.
Just set the box on.
Hey, Larry, have a good day. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
No, I think it was something like this.
I can't breathe.
I think it was something like this. He had no breath.
Damn. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. So we're on ESPN Plus, as you know, also ESPN Radio. And ESPN Plus, we have our producers on that side of it. And one of those producers is Delano. And Delano has a funny story about exactly what we've been talking about.
Yeah, so my sister's father-in-law was in the garage trying to change a light bulb in the garage on a ladder. This isn't a Christmas story, but he reaches to change the light bulb and falls off the ladder and reaches up to grab the corner bead. The aluminum slices off his pinky finger.
Oh, no.
So goes to the hospital, and they're like, oh, we can reattach your finger. He's like, you know what? Nah, I don't really need it that much. So,
wait. Who is he? Ronnie Lott? So,
wait a minute.
Is he Ronnie Lott?
Has the pinky finger in his freezer.
And he kept it?
Still sitting in his...
Come yep. on, that is crazy. He kept the finger.
He mummified his finger.
Just kept it.
Kept on his ice. Pinky
just in
finger
case.
In the freezer.
Like, is that just in case he changes his mind? Like, you know what? Yep. I kind of knew. I need this.
You said this was your stepdad?
This is my sister's father-in-law.
Man, you don't ever want to mess with him. That's dude that'll go hide the body somewhere. You don't want to mess with him.
Yeah.
Dude don't even care about his own finger. What do you think he cares about?
Sliced off the finger. Brought it with him to the hospital, and they're like, we can reattach it. You know what? I don't think I need it.
Hey.
Let me have it anyway.
Yeah, let me keep it as a memento.
I changed my mind.
Because the thing is, like, what about the part that slice is going to heal?
Delano.
It's going to heal, and skin's going to cover up, so they got to cut it again to reattach it. Like, bro. Yeah, man.
What is that?
Yeah. I don't care about my finger. You think I do about you. You know what I'm saying? You ever lost a finger? And then what if he gets the piece of his finger?
And I saved it.
What if he take a piece of the finger? put some double-sided tape on it, use it. Like, you know, you got to go through papers, and you put the thing just like you swipe through papers. He's using it, but it ain't attached, but he's using it.
It just has it out. Brings it out for props, like around Halloween. Leave it there.
Like, hey, get that back, man. You can't take that. It's my real finger.
Wow. Hey, that looks real.
It is.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Ronnie Lott.
All right, you got to try to top that story.
Yeah, how can you top that?
No, you can't. You can't top that story. But you know what? We got Lonnie, though, that wants to talk to us. Lonnie, what's happening?
Hey, Alan. Hey, Bart. Alan, this is actually the man with ESPN on Twitter.
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on, Alan? I just wanted to call in because I always tweet. I just wanted to say thank you for, you know, always. I appreciate you guys. Bart, listen, I can't wait for 12 o'clock. Just because you two guys, Bart, you are hilarious, bro. Like, you keep it real, but you also make everything, like, funny. And I appreciate that for the drivers out there. I used to do Amazon. That's what I'm telling you, too, as well as Alan. But now I do Fresh Direct and stuff like that. So don't forget about us Fresh Direct drivers. We out here delivering groceries and stuff like that.
Shout out.
We're not doing the mail, but.
Is it? You said Fresh,
Fresh Direct, yeah.
Shout out Fresh Direct, man.
Thank you, Bart. Also, listen, once again, I wanted to call in to say thank you guys for everything that you do. I can't get through my day without you guys, but I also wanted to say, Alan, listen, tell my Uncle Rico, your ex-co-host, that, listen, Bart might have, you know, he might have took his shoes, because I remember you and Uncle Rico used to do great things together, but once again, I just call in to say thank you. I appreciate everything you guys do.
For sure. No, thank you, man. Appreciate you, man. Thanks
Fresh
for
Fresh Direct,
the
man. Listen, that's what's up, too, especially if, you know, when you got a loved one that you love and you don't know if they're able to get to the grocery store. They may not have the funds. You know, you think about the environment and stuff like that, the economy, to be able to go Fresh Direct and be able to deliver some groceries to a loved one or somebody that's sick. And a lot of times guys out here got COVID. You know, not all heroes
especially
wear
right
capes.
Now.
People got COVID and you can send them some groceries because you want to have that contactless type of thing. You know what I mean? It's places like that and DoorDash. That are able to help us to be able to help each other, man, because we all need to lean on each other during the holiday months.
We certainly do. And we thank Lonnie. We thank everybody again for reaching out again. For those of you who didn't hear us earlier, so this will be our last show of the year.
Yeah.
Bart and I go on vacation after this. Next week, though, we are filling in the morning on the morning show, KJM. Monday, Bart will be with us, and then you take off.
Yeah, man.
And then I've got a couple of days before Christmas Eve, and then I'll be out as well.
And just so you guys understand.
And we've had by the way, getting back together, this has been a blast. Like, you know, we got split up for a while. I was you know, I was helping out on the morning show for a while till they figured all that stuff out, got us back here in the studio together. And like I said, from the fall when we started this to this point, it's like riding a bike.
Yeah, man.
Got back on it, just having some fun as we always do. And we're just two guys talking in an empty room. If no one's listening, so all the listeners out there, you're the reason, you're the drive. Those who call in, that's why we love taking calls. We love hearing from you because it is the lifeblood of the show. It's what creates the characters.
Yeah. And my sole purpose as somebody who hates sitting in traffic is just to make somebody laugh so they don't go out and be road rage and enjoy their day and hopefully we help the time go by faster from your commute. And maybe, hopefully, sometimes you're pulling into the garage and we're talking about something or we have somebody on and you decide to sit in the garage for a couple hours and finish up the show and ride it out with us.
Yeah.
That's really what gets us going. We're just here to entertain, man. Listen, anybody can talk sports. We just try and deliver it our own unique, special way and try and talk about life. We just your buddies, man, riding in the back of the seat while we on a road trip trying to irritate you and mess with you, man, so you don't have to say, are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Right.
By the time you get there, it's an enjoyable experience. So we thank you guys, and that's what I'm most grateful for. I know it's not Thanksgiving, but I like to give thanks and respect and love to everybody that listens to us and that decides to turn their channel, their station to us. We appreciate it. We don't take you guys for granted one bit.
No, we don't. And you know what else, though, Bart?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Mm. We're also that. We're old guys.
Yeah.
That's what we do. I haven't pressed this button in a while. I'm trying to figure out what this is.
The Wojo.
Oh, that's right.
Ah, the Wojo. The Wojo. You know what I mean.
There's certain buttons on here where I'm like, what was this again? Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Wojo.
The Wojo. That was always fun. We got more stories to tell. How about Brianna? Brianna, what do you have to tell us about the latter stories that we've been coming up with? When I was hanging up the lights the other night, and I swear I was going. I knew I just felt it. I'm going. I'm definitely going. I was lucky I didn't fall, but I could feel it. It was slipping under me.
So this isn't a latter story, but it's a story about neighbors who drove by me after a fall and just waved, like didn't stop and check on me. So I'm about 4 miles into my run earlier this year and decided to check my phone for some stupid reason. And I face plant and catch my jaw, my chin catches my run. So I'm laying on the side of the street in my neighborhood, blood everywhere, like on my leggings, on my tank top. And neighbors are like driving by and waving. And I'm like, what the hell?
Oh,
like,
Brianna. Hey, Brianna. How are you? What's she doing? I don't know what she's doing.
So I get the courage to walk home. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to walk home.
Ain't nobody
all my parents, they're going to meet me to take me to the ER where I ended up having to get stitches and they x-rayed my jaw to make sure I didn't break it. That's how bad the fall was. I'm asking my neighbors behind me if I can cut through their backyard to get home. And bless her heart, the old lady that lives behind me was like, hey, I meant to ask you, do you mind if my granddaughter rakes your leaves? I'm like, what? Like, do you see my face right now? I don't care about the leaves in my backyard.
Not the time.
Where do you live? You live in, like, Oblivion, USA. Like, I
live in good old Indianapolis.
No, tell me this. What's happened since you've healed up and you see those people? Do you ever say, hey, you do realize I was in distress, right? Like, you do realize.
So I have asked two of them. I said, did you notice that I was bleeding? And they were like, no, oh my gosh. And then the old lady, she did stop me and she's like, I have gray hair. I'm so sorry. I didn't notice your face. And
I have gray hair. That's her excuse. That's amazing. Oh, honey, I heard you went to the hospital. What happened? Yeah, that was when I had blood on my face and you were talking to me about raking leaves. Do you remember that moment? Yeah, that was that. That's what happened.
Hey, payback's a mother when that house was on fire. When I'm just saying.
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
Don't wish that into existence. Well, we're happy you're okay. Right. And we love that you shared the story, Brianna. Thanks so much.
I'm like Richard Pryor. And hear no evil, see no evil. I don't see nothing going on with you then. You ain't seen nothing for me. You saw that.
That's unbelievable. Juan's got a story for us. Juan, go ahead.
Hey, guys, what's up? Real quick, I just wanted to say that when you guys banged on the gong, I think it was like a week or two ago, and you did it on like a pan, that was funny, man. I was dying when you did that, how it sounded.
You got to use what you got.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, was that when I had – I did it on my phone because it was virtual?
No, but remember, we tried the pan first. And it gave us no reverb. No, it was just bing.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that was hysterical. I was dying. But yeah, I have a funny ladder story. So me and my dad were putting up Christmas lights at my house, and it got a little late. So while I was up there, I kind of stuck my hand in the gutter because I saw a huge clump of leaves, and I pulled it out, threw it down, but I didn't realize there was a bird in it. So when I threw it down, my dad was holding the ladder. He just smacked him in the chest, and the bird started flapping. And it was like such a surprise, you know?
Like, really, yeah, really, son? Like, if
just,
he was... If
he just threw, he just threw a bird at him.
If he was smart, he would have tipped the ladder. He would have tipped the ladder right into the bushes.
Well, like, no, if he let go of the ladder because now he's fighting off the bird. He's fighting off, and then the ladder goes. What a scene that would have been. Juan, thanks for sharing that, man. We appreciate you. Thanks so much on the Dr. Pepper call.
Who knew you were so relatable? Who knew you were so relatable, huh?
Well, I didn't fall, luckily. But now I almost feel like when I'm taking these lights down,
setting up.
Karma's coming to get me. We were supposed to do audio files, but we didn't because this was more fun to do.
Yeah, this was audio files from our people.
Yes, audio.
They were the newsmakers. They were our newsmakers.
They were, but we got a lot more certainly to talk about. Man.
Sew your damn pinky back on, man. What the hell are you doing?
That is an amazing story.
Because if you lose a pinky.
You lost a pinky. You didn't want to sew it back on, but you saved it anyway, and it's in the freezer.
Right.
And it's just there.
So everybody out there, if you've ever heard, I'm going to get you sucker, and like it was a dude with all the patches on his jacket, and he was like, man, what you get that from, man? He's like, oh, man, I was in the sewing contest. Like I was in the band. Like he had all these medals on. It was for everything that was nothing but tough. So when you talk about, oh, man, I sliced my finger off, we think you went to NAMM or you was at Desert Storm or something like that. No, I fell off the gutter.
I was changing a light bulb.
When you got your pinky sitting in the refrigerator, it needed to be a real story
because of the moment. What it was about.
And then you didn't cut it off with steel. Aluminum?
Yeah.
Meh.
Still works.
Meh.
Coming up, hear why Baker Mayfield has big issues with the NFL right now. We got your calls as well. Bart and Han, do we have a read? No, we don't. ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Han.
Back, Barton Hahn, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. This is our last show before Christmas and the new year. And Bart, what was on the other night was a classic. And they only, it's not one of these movies that is on all the time, so you can't get tired of it.
Yeah.
But it's one of the oldest Christmas movies ever. It's A Wonderful Life. Jimmy Stewart, like Donna Reed. It's an amazing movie that for some reason, I probably have seen it 50 times, 60 yeah. times, but I'll never not want to watch it. Would that be in your with if you describe it that way? Is it the best Christmas movie ever? Like never tired of watching it.
It's a little
it
old
makes
for me.
You feel like the holiday. I know it's black and white.
Everybody goes Home Alone, right? For most people, Home Alone is the go to. Like for like you know you talk about funny cheese pizza, Kevin. That's not my personal favorite. My personal favorite, I like. You know, it's like a remake to me of The Christmas Carol. For me, it's Scrooge with Bill Murray. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. In the world, that one hits hard, man. Like it hit me right in the chest, man. It made me cry, a little tearjerker. When the kid that never speaks, that hadn't spoken in a long time, he says, "Hey, kids, oh man, I just lose it. I start crying, hugging my kids. I miss you. I love you. Now go clean your damn room."
Right, exactly. I'm sure you get like that. Now, this has been a long debate. It might be a little cliche, but I'm going to ask the question. Die Hard.
I don't get it. It's not a Christmas movie, man. It's an action movie, man.
It literally is happening the Christmas holiday, Christmas decorations.
Yo, and if you Google top Christmas movies, Die Hard is number two.
Because
right behind it's a wonder. It's not a Christmas movie.
Why?
That's because it takes place during Christmas. It doesn't make it a Christmas movie. Has none of the principles of Christmas. Has none of the lessons of Christmas.
Well, it does, actually.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother. Now, you ain't even supposed to cuss on Christmas.
Listen, don't besmirch John McClane, okay? He's done great things for us.
I'm just saying.
In the worst of times. Somehow, some way, a New York City policeman can outdo Hans
terrorist,
Gruber.
Terrorist. Like, what type of training this dude got? Like, with a damn revolver. And nine bullets.
Like you got to love the fact that like all this stuff goes on. You have the feds, you have the FBI, you have even the army, and like this one dude just figures everything out before everybody else. Come on.
I tell you what, man.
So that's not a Christmas movie in your mind?
New to it.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Santa, man. Oh.
Yeah, there's something about Bad Santa that doesn't make you like.
Yo, Bernie Mac, yo.
Okay.
Yo, that goes so hard. And Bad Santa 2 is even better.
All right, what about You'll Shoot Your Eye Out?
Oh, is that with the red rifle? Red rifle? Yeah.
Come on. No?
Nightmare Before. No, I like that, man. Listen, that's Andy Dalton. That's where he gets his nickname from.
Charlie
Brown's Christmas? Man.
Is that a movie? It's like a show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think, but that
is such a classic.
The Grinch really is.
You get so many lines from it, yeah. Right? Fragile. It must be Italian.
Yo, when the squirrel jump out, yo.
That's a very relatable movie, right?
I love that movie, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, so many.
Mm-hmm.
But Die Hard, definitely not.
You saying definitely not?
That's an action movie, man. It just takes place on Christmas.
Okay.
That's a terrorist movie. It has nothing to do about the principles.
But if you like action movies and you like Christmas, it appeals to you.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants it to be that perfect story with the perfect ending and that you're, you know, a heartwarming finish, you know, the Santa Claus, you know, where you're tearing up and everything else. Well,
if that's the case,
what's your
you
favorite
like Friday after
Christmas
next?
Movie?
Friday
Let
after
us
next.
Know at Barton Hahn. We're back.
Pimpin'. You were just going to take.
I want to hear this. Like, who do you want to hear cover this song? Like, remake it. I mean, it's been remade by female singers.
You know who can make it? The Weeknd could do this.
Oh.
The Weeknd kind of has that.
That's pretty good.
John Legend, too, cornball. He don't have that soul into his voice.
Not cornball.
No, not.
John Legend is more classic. John Legend is more Sinatra.
That's what I mean, cornball.
That's not cornball. How dare you?
Cornball style.
John Legend is the current Sinatra. He's classy.
He's got an amazing voice, instrument. He's going to have his bow tie on.
Why is that cornball, man?
Well, not just corn. What I'm saying. Okay.
I'm offended right now.
Well, straight and narrow. Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. But not for that song. You say who can
you
cover
can't,
this.
You can't sit there.
You can say who can cover
with
that.
With a little bourbon in a rocks glass and sing a little, you know. You can't do that?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I think The Weeknd would be perfect for it because he got that kind of loose kind of swag.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He'll have like probably.
George Michael action, but with his spin on it.
Because, Bruno Mars is too classic with that.
Bruno Mars is a little more pop, like Prince, Michael Jackson style.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
So The Weeknd would cover.
That's
Drake.
Not too bad. Yeah, no, I kind of like that. Do we want to hear from? Do you want to react to Baker Mayfield real quick? Because I do love to get some more calls going today. This is more like a call kind of show.
Yeah, man. This is like we love our people.
Right? Baker saying make up your damn mind on protocols, showing up and making only three teams test. Also, you can keep the game scheduled to make money. I mean, you and Harry Douglas said that. Earlier in the show.
Yeah. I mean, Baker Mayfield, what do you think this is all about? Guess what? The reason why you probably didn't want to sign an extension is because you knew that the salary cap was going to go up. Well, guess what you have to do to have salary caps go up? You got to make sure that your TV partners and the stadium can make money. Everybody's making up the reason they didn't go up because they need to recoup that money that they lost last year of not having people in stands. Mm-hmm. So it's all about money, of course, man. Like, and guess what? Well, I can't say that because it's Christmas time. But listen – we understand that everything is revolved around the revenue. That's why you play football, to get the money. So, of course, we understand Baker Mayfield, but the only reason why you're speaking out is because it's affecting you.
And it's frustrating, obviously, for them. I want to shout out Jennifer Hart, who tweets at us. I'm a fourth-grade teacher in Brooklyn from Long Island. Leave on business because of a disc replacement surgery. Hope you're healing well. Said, you guys have gotten me through. I thank you. Now, if ESPN Plus added the Power Hour, that'd be great, but I'm truly grateful. Best show. Jennifer, thank you. Unfortunately, we say goodbye to ESPN Plus. We'll see you in the new year on Plus. See us next on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.